I'm going to call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. A few of you have texted me, Missy, during the break. I have sent you a link that says, call her office today. Don't put it off anymore. Call her 269-964-4044. Have her scan you and tell you everything that's going on in your body. Now, Vicki and I, just over the weekend, this past weekend, not this one, but the weekend before, we sat down with Missy on a Sunday night as a favor to us because we're both so busy. She scanned me and Vicki. Vicki's going back on fat burn program for a second time. She wants to drop about another 30, 40 pounds. I'm going to do a mini fat burn for about 10 days. She said it is all I probably will need just to put me back into autophagy to get my system regenerating new cells in my body and correct a couple of things she found that was news to me. Since I went through fat burn and lost the 80 pounds, beef is now the worst thing for me. Beef is at a minus 40. I can't have any beef when I go through this 10-day, 15-day mini fat burn because my body is not benefiting from beef. Who knew? Beef was one of the best go-tos for me, especially if I was bad over a weekend. I would fast for a day and then have a ribeye steak and some tomatoes and lose all the inflammation in my body. Now beef is horrible for me. And I can't have blueberries. When blueberries was my go-to fruit, now I have to have peaches. Well, thank God peaches are in season right now. So I'm getting peaches. And the Costco from Georgia, man, are they sweet. But my body's reacting to it already. Completely different proteins, vegetables, and fruits than what I had previously lost all the weight under. Your body changes. You've got to go through these scans. You got to get updated, and you got to find out what's going on in your body today. So give her a call, 269-964-4044. She's got a special program going for us, our radio family. Greatly appreciate it if you guys check it out. Again, text me, Missy, and I'll give you her phone number. Call her today. Now, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting is this early poll that's happening for the U.S. Senate race, especially when it pertains to the Democrats. The current poll that was done that the Democrat candidates are kind of not really very happy with. The National Republican Senatorial Committee released a poll that was done through the Daily Caller showing that the current U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens from Birmingham is the front runner to win the Democrat U.S. Senate primary. They polled 582 likely Democrat voters July 4th through July 7th. Well, it was very interesting because they had Haley Stevens, the front runner, with only 24% of the vote of the poll, those people polled. The interesting news, though, was not who the survey had in first place, but actually who came in second. Well, U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak showed that she was only 4 points behind Stevens at 20%. Right now, early on, actually in a good position to be successful next August primary, considering that her name ID is not as strong as a sitting member of Congress. Well, in the same poll, gubernatorial candidate Abdul El Sayed from 2018 was at 22%. So very interesting that these three are so closely competing in this poll. Well, within striking distance, El Sayed said that we aren't taking any money from any corporate PACs. But now the race is starting to tighten up. If we're going to win, it's going to take all of us to chip in and do whatever we can. Well, kind of interesting, because McMorrow's camp smelled a rat. Mike Nellis, a former senior advisor to Kamala Harris, who does digital work for McMorrow, wrote an opinion article saying that the National Republican Senatorial Committee is actually trolling people, putting out false narratives, and are enticing the media to create somewhat of a manufactured momentum for Haley Stevens. So she's got somewhat of a conspiracy theory going on. Well, going to be a long time before we get actual polling numbers later this year. But it's very interesting that these three candidates are so closely, according to this poll, close in the race. And that's on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, everybody's aware of the fact that Mike Rogers, who ran last year against Elisa Slotkin and lost, well, he's already announced that he's running, but we are expecting an announcement this week from U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga. Huizenga has been raising money, been talking about it, and looks like he's going to primary challenge Mike Rogers on the Republican side. So, very interesting developments, very interesting how these dynamics are starting to shape up. Now, one of the things that ties into all this is whether or not Donald Trump is going to endorse in the Senate race. Matt Maddox has already given the opinion with Off the Record on Friday that he doesn't believe that Trump is going to endorse in the governor's race, but will he in fact endorse in the Senate race? Now, we all know that he endorsed Rogers early on last year, but Rogers lost. And the fact that two sitting Michigan congressmen, Tim Walberg, as well as our first congressional district congressman, Jack Bergman, have already come out and endorsed Rogers. Does that mean that Donald Trump is going to endorse him again this year? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But if Bill Huizenga gets into the race, that's kind of going to put Trump kind of in a box. And this is why. Rogers is not a sitting voting congressman right now in Washington, D.C. Bill Huizenga is. And if Donald Trump needs Huizenga's vote on upcoming spending cuts and other things in the U.S. Congress, he's going to need Huizenga's vote. But Donald Trump is not going to be in a position where he's going to want to piss off, make Huizenga mad by endorsing Rogers, who's not currently in Congress. Rogers hasn't been in Congress since 2014. He's not even been a resident of the state of Michigan. So, kind of curious to see how this goes, but it is going to come down to, ultimately, who can raise the money, who can get the name recognition out there, who's going to run the ads, who's going to do the mailers, who's going to put up the signs, and ultimately, who's going to debate? Because remember last time, Rogers refused to debate anybody. Did not agree to one debate in the August primary. Well, if it's just him and Huizenga, he's going to be put on the spot to debate him. And that's going to be a very interesting debate. So we're going to be following that very closely, and again, watch and see, wait to see if Donald Trump in fact endorses. What do you guys think? Do you want Donald Trump to endorse in the governor's race? Do you want him to endorse in the Senate race? Or do you have my position? You don't want him to endorse in either race. That's where I'm at. So, going to be very, very interesting. Lastly, on this point, the National Republican Senate Committee, that's the group of senators in Washington right now, along with their fundraisers, their donors, the people that have put up a ton of money in previous campaigns, well, they're going to be dumping a ton of money into Michigan for this upcoming election. And one of the things that is going to prove to be very interesting, who are they going to support? Are they going to support Rogers like Trump did last year? Or with Huizenga getting in, are they going to stay neutral? But that National Republican Senate Committee has a ton of money. Well, will they put their money on the scale and kind of steer it to a certain candidate, or are they going to stay neutral as well? Very interesting developments, both on the Democrat and the Republican side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got another short story that I want to get into the record real quick here before the end of today's show. The Judicial Tenure Commission filed an amended complaint against Taylor District Court Judge Joseph Slavin, claiming he lied in an application for liability insurance. The proposed amendment complaint filed earlier this month claims that Slavin continued to disregard instructions from his chief judge and mock the state court's administrative orders. The proposed amended complaint accuses the judge of affirming back on April 9th in an insurance application that he had not had a complaint filed with or against him from the judicial disciplinary proceeding initiated against him. Slavin's assertions were false, and he knew the statements were false when he made them, and was well aware that complaints had in fact been filed against him with the commission and were under investigation. The proposed amended complaint alleges that he fully knew he was misrepresenting the truth when he made application for the liability insurance. Well, the initial complaint alleged that Slavin didn't tell the new chief judge, Victoria Shackelford, that he was in fact recording her during their conversation, and that he used his judicial position to promote an administrative law judge, Michael Tenney's campaign for the 23rd district seat. In response to the complaint, Slavin accused the chief judge and the staff of spying on him. Well, he ran for election back in November of 2014, and his current term expires January 1st, 2027, However, if it is proven that he in fact did lie on this insurance, liability insurance, he may not be able to continue on the bench. So, judges lying on applications for liability insurance being investigated and looked at, and we'll see what happens with his judgeship. But kind of an interesting little story. One of the other things that I think people are going to be looking at this summer is talking with their state representatives and their state senators. They're off for the summer. Some of them are still here in district. Some are on vacation. But when you see them, there's a couple of things that you need to ask them about, especially if they're going to be attending some of these upcoming events here in the next month or two. The biggest one, of course, is the budget. Will the House stand strong and demand severe cuts to the budget? And also, how are they going to work with the governor to get a long-term road funding formula package passed, which they're all saying they want to do? Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer still pushing her road proposal plan, where she wants to tax large corporations. Republicans have already said they're totally against raising any taxes on anybody, especially business taxes. Well, it's going to be interesting because the Senate has already put together their plan. The governor has put forward her plan, but the Republicans have yet to fully, completely put forward their budget. And so this is something that's going to have to be looked at, something that we're going to have to ask them about. But basically, make sure they understand that we want this budget to be reduced. There's no way it's sustainable, and there's no way we are going to agree to pay any more taxes, period. We are taxed enough already. We need to stop it. One of the things you have to understand is the process that this is going to put heading into session after they get back in after Labor Day this fall. Well, basically, they'll have the month of September when they get back after Labor Day as to whether or not they're going to be able to even get a budget passed between the House, the Senate, and something that the governor would sign. Current budget expires again at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. So we'll be following this, but if you get a chance, if you run into or you see or you're at an event, your state representative, your state senator is there, they need to stand their ground. They need to stay strong and make sure they reduce the spending in this state. We have got to go through this budget. We have to basically doge it. Department of Government Efficiency, something they did in Washington, and are in the process of rescinding a lot of spending. Well, they just did another $9 billion. Democrats not happy, but guess what? NPR and Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, no longer getting the funding they once had. Now they'll have to compete in the open market. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all